that meant that it would just be me and Ivy and maybe Kincaid against Nicodemus, Tessa, and every denarian they could beg, borrow, or steal. Those were long odds, really, really long odds. Ridiculously long odds, really. When you have to measure them in astronomical units, it probably isn't a good bet. So, going in there would be bad. If I didn't go in, though, it would be just Ivy and Kincaid against all of them. In a deadly business, Kincaid was one of the deadliest, at the top of the field for centuries, but there was only one of him. Ivy had vast knowledge to draw upon, of course, but once she'd been cut off and expended whatever magic she had immediately available to her, the only thing she'd be able to do with all of that knowledge would be to calculate her worsening odds of escape. Every hair on my body tried to stand up all at the same time, and I knew that the symbol was being energized. In seconds, it would howl to life. I guess in the end, it came down to a single question. Whether or not I was the kind of man who walks away when he knows a little kid is in danger. I've been down this road before. Not going in there would be worse. Heat shimmers filled the air in the hall in front of me as I sprinted toward the oceanarium. Fight smarter, not harder, Harry. I drew in power on the way, a lot of power. If there wasn't going to be any magic available for the taking once the symbol went up, I'd just have to bring my own. Usually, I draw in power only when it's ready to flow directly out of me again, channeling the energy through my mind and into the structure of a spell. This time, I brought it in without ever letting it out, and it built up pressure behind my eyes. My body temperature jumped by at least 4 or 5 degrees, and my muscles and bones screamed with sudden pain while my vision went red and flickered with spots of black. Static electricity crackled with every single motion of my limbs, bright green and painfully sharp, until it sounded like I was running across a field of bubble wrap. My head pounded like every New Year's hangover I had ever had, all in the same spot, and my lungs felt like the air had turned to acid. I concentrated on keeping my feet underneath me and moving, one step at a time. I pounded through the entry to the oceanarium, felt a shivering sensation as I ran right through a veil I had not sensed was there, and all but barreled into a demonic figure crouched down on the floor. I skidded to a stop, and there was an instant of surprise as we stared at each other. The denarian was basically humanoid, as most of them were, a gaunt, even skeletal gray-skinned figure. Spurs of bone jutted out from every joint, slightly curved and wickedly pointed. Greasy, lanky hair hung from its knobby skull to its skinny shoulders, and its two pairs of eyes, one very human brown and one glowing demonic green, were both wide and staring in shock. It was crouched amidst the preparations of a spell of some kind, a candle, a chalk circle on the floor, a cup made from a skull and filled with water, and it wore a heavy canvas messenger bag slung across one shoulder. One hand was still down in the bag, as if it had been in the midst of drawing something out of it when I'd come charging up. Fortunately for me, my mind had been in motion. His had been tangled up in whatever spell he was doing, and he was slower to get back into gear than I was. So I kicked him in the face. He went down with a grunt, and a chip of broken tooth skittered across the floor. I didn't know what spell he was getting together, but it seemed a good bet that I didn't want him to finish it. I broke his circle with my will as I crossed it with my body, unleashing a ripple of random and diffused energies that had never had the chance to coalesce into something more coherent. I knocked his skull goblet into one of the enormous nearby tanks with my staff as I raised it and pointed one end of it at the stunned denarian, snarling,
"Fozari!"
Some of that searing storm of power I was holding in screamed out of my body and down through my staff, hurtling at the denarian, an invisible cannonball surrounded by a cloud of static discharge. It was more power than I'd meant to unleash. If it hit him, it was going to throw him halfway across Lake Michigan.